Tim Carson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, and he joins us on the line today for the Farm Show. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a while. How are things?
It's a pleasure to be here, Keith. Things are great. We are well on our way from towards spring finally, and I think that things are looking up, and we are well on our planning stages and bringing our host farms forward for the Open Farm Days event again this year.
Yes, Open Farm Days are coming up. There is a theme this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. We're leaning on the ranch lands and pastoralists if this year, so we're really leaning into the pastures and how that all affects the livestock industry and agriculture and the food chain and everything that goes along with that as far as our theme goes. So it's the theme is just a spot for us to rally around. Obviously, we're still, you know, the agriculture and food industry is so broad-reaching. It's just an amazing thing that we have here in Alberta and across Canada for that matter. But it just allows us to shine a light in a particular space and see exactly how that affects all of the things that happen within the ag industry.
As you would say, it's everything from alpacas to yaks.
You remember that, do you?
I do remember that. Open Farm Days is coming up in August. It's been very popular over the last number of years. Have you got many applicants this year?
Yeah, this is our 14th year for the Alberta's Open Farm Days, and we're well over 100 unique host farms registered to date. If you if you're thinking about it or in any way, shape, or form considering the opportunity about looking into the agritourism business or just want to be able to tell people about how you're managing your farm, this is an incredible way to get the word out and actually have that connection between the producer right to the consumer.
Now, you do have the deadline of April the 30th for applications for Open Farm Days. Are you accepting late entrants as well?
All applicants will be considered.
Okay. The reason I ask that, of course, is because, especially up here in the Northwest, we have had an abundance of winter in the past season. We had a lot of snow. There is still some that is lingering on the ground. The calendar itself is turning into May, and we're finally getting spring. But combined with the long winter and perhaps the late seeding season that is going on with farmers and producers, I was just curious as to whether or not late entrants and late applications will be accepted.
We will absolutely consider every application that comes in. We are aware that it's a late start for everybody this year. That said, you know, if you're waiting to get into the spot where you're putting a seed in the ground, you do have a bit of time on your hands to look at what you might want to do in August 15th and 16th as far as being part of Open Farm Days. So although I know you're chomping at the bit to get things going, there may be some opportunity to have some of that conversation. And our team is standing ready to help, you know, support you in some of the ideas and creations and things that you might want to consider as far as that goes on what you might be able to do on your farm. So you can reach us at albertaopenfarmdays.ca, and the team is happy to help you and have a conversation and really be able to help inspire you to do something really important.
Curiosity, Tim, have you had new ideas and new ventures come forward for Open Farm Days in recent years?
You know, we have new farms and new hosts being involved all the time. The last check here, I think we had almost 20 already registered for this year that have not been part of the programs before. And I think some of the programming and some of the education that we provide as to the Open Farm Days hosts really does expand what's available and what their opportunities are to be that, you know, experiential tourism, agri-based entrepreneur, and we have seen some really unique things going on the long table dinners is not a new concept, but how they are managed and the people that are involved and what the education process is within a long table dinner or within the tours around the farm and how people are able to create an experience and really become part of the social media aspect of things like that. It's really an expanding program.
How key is it and how eye-opening is it for not only yourself, Tim, but for the people who are enjoying these farms? How eye-opening is this to have a product like this come forward, or an idea come like this come forward, especially in the technology days that we are in?
It's very eye-opening. I think it's important to recognize that, you know, history would have us very connected to the agriculture industry. On just general society, as we move forward here, we're now three, sometimes four generations away from the farm, if we were ever there at all. And the technology and the improvements and all of the things that are going on within all aspects of agriculture is immense. And there are so many opportunities in the education program, in the certainly in the value chain that go on. Those types of things are just amazing. You know, we get this, I'll call it a mental picture, and I'm sure if I mention it to you, you will see it, is that farmer standing in his overalls with his pitchfork beside him with his red hat on, and that seems to be the permanent fixture of what an ag industry person might be. Honestly, if the average consumer was to see the inside of a new combine, it looks more like a space shuttle than it does a tractor. And the technology and the information that goes into farming around being able to produce a tremendous amount of food off this incredible land is astronomical. And the opportunities to be involved in the ag industry continue to grow as we move forward.
Even with the uptake of things like drones these days, I mean, yes, everybody seems to be going to drones these days to survey their land. Again, key as part of the old school look meeting the new wave of the agriculture sector?
Absolutely. You know, monitoring how much crop is coming off from particular pieces of your property across the land and being more specific on the use of fertilizers and sprays, it really is, it's not emerging, it's an ever-growing and ever-increasing opportunity within the industry to be as fruitful as possible, but also be ensuring that we're managing the lands well. This is not a one and done, this is centuries old, and the agriculture industry has to carry on for centuries further, and you know, the way that the agriculture producers steward their land, manage their livestock, it's just an incredible industry.
14th annual Open Farm Days coming up in mid-August in Alberta. Things are looking bright as far as that, it sounds like. How much are you looking forward to it, Tim?
I look forward to this every year. I do my best to get out there and see a new farm and see a new place, and I throw my grandkids in the back of the truck and off we go. So it is an incredible day to experience what happens on the farm. I think there's a real intrinsic value about the opportunity to get your hands in the dirt, or at least get a feel for it, that really is part of the human spirit. And agriculture just makes us all soar.
I appreciate this. Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies. Tim, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith. I look forward to talking to you again.